January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. When I'm a roll on a honey.
To the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time shows, that show, and I guarantee you there are no Patsy the Slaves here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. As I say, thanks for being with us tonight. We got another big one lined up for you. Going to be a little bit different tonight, a little bit different lineup, but I think you're going to like what we have in store for you. All right, we are here. We are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And your smart devices, if you've downloaded the free, and it's still available and still free, Answer Orlando app. And, of course, always on AM660TheAnswer.com. And because we are live, we do indeed invite you to give us a call at 407-774-8255. All right, Abe Katzman won't be with us tonight. He will be with us tomorrow night. Tonight, Mike, who won't be with us tomorrow night, he's in the studio with us tonight. Of course, that's the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, who I'm referring to.
Sounds like a checker game. We'll move this checker over here, and then we'll put him over here, and he'll be back.
And another fellow who's not usually in on Monday night, but we'd like to have him in every night, and that's, of course, the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army, Colonel Danny McKnight. Colonel, always great to see you.
Happy to be here. I don't care whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I like being with you guys.
I'll tell you, we'll take it when we can get you. And I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And on the bridge is, of course, the marathon man, Nick Lo Cicero. Did you do that half marathon yesterday at Disney?
No, I skipped this weekend.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Slipping and sliding.
Yeah, you look like you're getting a little puffy, Nick.
I know. I needed a break.
Okay. All right.
Since you said that, Chris, we probably wouldn't have said this otherwise, but you brought it up talking about that. Our American lady won the New York City Marathon. First time in
40 years.
Yeah, it was a long
and,
time.
And she's like, I think 36 years old, and she beat the girl who had won it three times.
Yeah.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah,
you know, the American woman won the New York Marathon.
I just had to throw that in there because that was just awesome. They showed it this morning.
Great,
you know, yeah, exactly right.
There you go. All right, excellent. Okay, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Well, the Colonel's here. Of course, we're going to take advantage of his expertise. And we'll also delve into some things that happened over the weekend. Obviously, we'll give you an update on the shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, yesterday. Found out a few more things since last night. If you were listening to the show last night, we were covering the story as we were catching it on the monitor. And also, Matt Morgan's going to drop by for a visit later on tonight. He's out knocking on doors right now. So if you're in the city of Longwood, you get a rap at the door and you peek out the window and there's a giant standing there, don't worry.
But you know what?
It's Matt Morgan and he's running for city council.
If he is truly doing that, I would be a guy to vote for him. It shows me the interest the guy has, the fact that he'll go out of his way to be elected instead of just having, you know, the standard fare.
All right, so the election is tomorrow, so that's why he's going to stop by, just to give us sort of an update and one last plea for your vote, if you will.
If we should get him to one of our NFL parties. As big as he in, right? Oh, my God. What is he, 6'9 or something?
He's about 7 foot.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yep, that's big.
Yeah. So that'll be in the second half of the second hour of the show. In the meantime, today the market, another all-time record high.
Chris,
I'm telling you, how
lucky are we? I mean,
it's not luck.
I mean, in the history of the stock market, there's never been anything like this.
And that's why I say it's not luck.
I know. Again, today we hit records in all the areas. The Dow had a record. The NASDAQ had a record. The S&P 500 had a record. One record I didn't really like was the oil. You know, was up for it's the highest it's been in 2 years, and I don't like that. It closed West Texas. Close to 57.25.
Yeah, it pinches us at the gas station, but it's actually good for our energy industry.
I do believe if oil could stay between 50 to 70, we'd be in a pretty good case, and I don't mind this, but also for you Apple people, Apple hit an all-time high today. It hit $174.99.
Yeah, they sold out of that new phone.
Yeah, and their market cap crossed $900 billion, and then Amazon.
I
have trouble saying that, and then with Amazon crossing $1 trillion. But you know, something which I'm sure the government will look at, though, you sometimes wonder, do they get too big? You know, I mean, there is a point that I think that they become too powerful, and it's like Amazon. You know how they're going to deliver packages to everybody's, and it's going to hurt, you know, brick and mortar business and everything else. I wonder if there would be a tax issue here on deliveries in the future.
Well, the advantage that they've had is not having to deal with state sales taxes.
That's what I mean. In other words, somewhere in here, a crack needs, because if they're going to be driving everywhere, dropping off packages and three or four a day in everybody's neighborhood, you guys can help pay for the roads. You can help pay for these other things, and it's called a nice little tax.
Well, what you're talking about, of course,
but then I sound like a socialist.
I'm telling you, because they're not going to pay the tax. They're just going to pass it through.
Well, I know.
What they need is some stiff competition.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So, once again, record highs, and it is not an accident. Mike, of course, is just using the phrase there, but or luck. This is the result of a new attitude in Washington, D.C.,
right,
and a new attitude that's been pushed by Donald Trump, who we pushed him into office. And the whole idea was to make the economic environment more friendly to businesses, and he has done just that, in particular, big businesses. And
right.
that's we were talking about this the other day with this tax plan that's come out.
Right.
It is much more advantageous to big business than it is to small business. But, I mean, if we can only get one or the other, we better take what we can get or we won't get anything.
Well, you know, Chris, the one thing which we discussed before it is going to happen tomorrow was the carried interest, that 20%. Now, I'm talking about lots of money. This is the hedge fund money, the private equity guys' money they make, which is tons of money. They were taxing them at 20% under this ruling. And the reality of it is they should be taxed at whatever their tax bracket is, which would have been 39.6%. You remember a couple of days ago, we talked about it, and I said, this is awful strange they didn't alter this, right, for the elite wealthy. And then I figured this is just going to be a trading tool.
Bargain
and
chip.
Then here we go today well, you know, in the states that have the real estate tax, maybe we'll expand it a little bit, and then we'll take away from the carried interest. That's what they're going to do. And I believe carried interest will be gone to a large extent within the next couple of days.
Which means that that income will be taxed at ordinary income levels.
Right. And that's a big, you know, 39.6 to 20. Boy, I don't like to be paying you at 20 when I should be paying you 39.6 for years.
Yeah. So the tax package is a work in progress, and they begin the markup process is what Mike is talking about. In committee, they mark it up and basically go through it line by line and decide whether to stick with it or throw it out. It's, I think, 300 or 400 pages long. So that's going to take a few weeks to do that. The president wants something on his desk before the end of the year. That's going to be pushing it, but they can do it if they stick to it. Okay, and in the meantime, the market still likes what they are seeing with the economy.
Other thing, Chris, is that repealing the Obamacare mandate, did you remember, which you've talked about numerous times.
It may be in this as well.
That's right, because the amount of money that you could help reduce this $1.5 trillion runs into the $400 billion area.
Right.
And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, the only reason you wouldn't do it if you were a Democrat.
Right. By the way, just as a side note here, when the president ended the, what is by the court's declaration, illegal process of the federal government using Treasury money to pay the insurance companies that wasn't in the original legislation. Right. Obama had just done it by executive order. Courts had ruled that illegal. President Trump ended it altogether, if you remember, just
several weeks ago.
And we said at that time, what that's going to do, though, is in essence just shift that payment in the way they make it to the insurance companies. And sure enough, here's how it's going to work out. Because it changes the way the plans are administered in terms of who they're eligible for, and in essence increases the subsidies paid to individuals, such that people who are paying for their plans right now, if they're at the bottom end and they're getting the bronze plan and they're paying a little bit for it now, they're going to end up getting it for free because of what the president has done. Now, think about this for a minute. I mean, there's the fiscal side of this,
right?
But then there's the political side of this. It's a little bit of political genius, right?
I'm going to agree
because
with you on that.
Because the people who can't afford it, who can afford it the least, are going to end up getting a big break because of what the president did.
Right.
And it basically just, as I said, shifts the burden, if you want to put it that way. But it shifts how the payments are made to the insurance company. It's now going through the individual instead of around the individual, which means a lot more individuals are going to get their plans for free. Thank you very much, Donald J. Trump.
Did the Democrats acknowledge that to the president?
They probably are realizing that about now and going, holy crap.
Yeah, I go, oh, my they God, just, another yeah. trick.
They you just know? Heard you, Chris. That's the reason they go. Oh, my Lord.
Look
at here.
All right. Before we go to the break, just a little bit on the shooter that's come out today. Turns out this may very well have been a bit of a domestic thing. Certainly, we didn't think so last night. It did not have any of the signs of that. But this guy evidently just couldn't get along with anybody. He was, in essence, kicked out of the Air Force. Now, there's been some conflicting reports. Some people are saying it was a dishonorable discharge. Others are saying it didn't go as far as that he was kicked out on basically a misbehavior type thing.
He supposedly beat his wife. I mean, you know, in other words, abused his wife, whatever that
definition. Abused his wife and his child.
Yeah. Both, so what would that be?
Both of them were child.
Would that be a dishonorable discharge?
I don't think that goes as dishonorable. They just basically, I think,
you're not fit.
Kicked him out of the Army,
right.
Out of the Air Force. You're done. Over. We can't, you know, tolerate that. You're out of here.
Well, because of those reasons, the assault charges and the way he was left the Air Force, let's put it that way, he had been denied a right to carry permit in Texas. So already it is a fact that he shouldn't have been carrying the gun. He shouldn't have had the gun, and obviously shouldn't have been doing what he was doing. But, you know, it just goes to the heart of the argument. And, you know, I'm of the opinion that if the liberals want to have an argument right now about gun control, all right.
Bring it on.
Yep. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, the arguments are going to be the same.
Right.
And if right now's the time you want to do it, then now's the time we'll do it. Right? And so the point being is that it turned out that it was a good guy with a gun who stopped this
dude. Yep, exactly.
What did you think about that when you heard that?
I'll sort of give you how I, you know, feel about this real simply from the church that I've been a part of, okay? One of the first things I did when I came back after I retired, and Linda and I got married, and I go to church, and they asked me to go through the security plan.
The church did?
Yeah, the church did. I said, okay. Well, it was only about 4 inches thick. And so I went through it, and by the time I got through it, there were 5 pages left, okay?
Right.
So I rebuilt the whole thing. And the pastor we had at that time was phenomenal. He sort of let me do what I wanted to do. And I came up with a simple plan. We have to secure ourselves. We'd already had Charleston. What happened there and other places in Colorado or somewhere in the middle, Wisconsin and stuff. Yeah. Churches getting hit.
Right.
And I said, that's not going to happen here. If I go to church here, my wife's here, my grandkids, we ain't going to have this. So we now in our church, we have a security team, and they carry. And I also felt it was important to lock the doors at 11:15 because church starts at 11. So if you're not there by 11:15, who's coming in at 11:20?
Right.
So we locked the doors. Well, I caught some heat over that.
I can imagine.
I did.
Well, locked doors.
What are you locking the doors at the church for? I said, because by 11:15, we know who's already here. And if somebody's running a little late, we'll know who they are.
Right.
They're one of our people.
Right.
But if it's somebody else just walking through that door, and we have had somebody come through with a knife, somebody come in with a gun, and every time we stopped it, I believe we have got to be more vigilant. And people say, well, you can't do that in church. Folks, we just had 26 people killed.
Yeah.
Don't tell me we can't do something to stop that.
Right.
I think we're still too nonchalant about protecting ourselves. And protecting ourselves means at home, in church, in school, etc. And, you know, it's not about gun control. People can get a gun anytime they want one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know that. You can go to the back of the street somewhere, and the guy's got a trunk open and say, which gun do you want?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not going to be able to stop that. But we have to be able to be vigilant and be aware. And when I saw that last night, I'll be honest with you, I was stunned, devastated, couldn't believe it. And of all places, in Texas.
You believe that, too? The town is only 400 people, and they lose 26 out of 400.
And it could have been much worse.
Oh, yeah, that's what's horrifying.
Because the guy pulled out his gun and took him on.
It bothers me that people say, well, why did he have a gun if he wasn't supposed to? Because he got it illegally, that's how. It's not rocket science, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We've got a lot to get through to tonight. Once again, Abe Katzman won't be with us tonight. That's the bad news, but the good news is he will be with us tomorrow night. So please stick with us, the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We hear here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic slow zones start at about Altamont Springs, and they continue past downtown and into the Millennia area. You also have some slowdowns on Highway 50. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. And you have an accident on I-4 and 434 that's causing some slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
That's right, another all-time high in the markets again today. Another good day for your 401k.
I thought that was a marijuana song, an all-time high, you know?
That's one of the Bond movies.
I told you, remember, Chris, I was with Jim McMahon last week over in that golf tournament?
Yeah.
And you know how nutty that guy was for the Chicago Bears, the quarterback.
Still is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still nutty, right?
Yeah.
But supposedly he's fine, and talking with him, he seemed rational. But you know what he's doing now? He's looking to get into the marijuana business out in California.
Hey, oh, that's the up-and-coming thing.
You know, I figure, well, you wear your sunglasses, and you could be the front man, but, yeah, oh, boy, I think I'd look for something a little bit more.
Put his picture on the pack.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, welcome back to the show. We only have a couple of minutes left to go in this segment. Just let me give you some other details on this shooter and the Texas police. Revealed that it was a guy who responded with his own weapon. They shot the dude, evidently. And then he ran to a guy who was just sitting at an intersection with his truck and said, look, this guy just shot up the church. We need to catch him. And he said, let's do it. And they took off today in an interview. He said, and we're not trying to make light of this, but this is just, I mean, it's awe-inspiring. He said he likes to drive his car and he likes to drive fast. So and he didn't think about it. They were just going to get him.
Yeah. When they asked him about that this morning on Good Morning America, I think it was, I was watching and saw that, and they said, "Well, how fast were you going?" He said, "I don't know, about 90, 95."
That's right.
Can you imagine the pencil neck geeks on like CNN and stuff listening to this going, "What? You were going 95? You were shooting?"
But you're right. That was great response by that guy that had the rifle.
Yep.
To shoot him and at least wound him, and I think he ended up killing himself or dying, as they said.
But to see those
two guys immediately react,
right?
You know, out of nowhere.
And see, this is what the colonel is talking about. And if the people in the church had been able to react as quickly, you might have had some casualties. Not saying there wouldn't be anything, but it would have been far less.
Yeah.
And we know that this could have been far worse had it not been for a good guy with a gun stopping the bad guy with whatever tool he was using. And in this case, it was a semi-automatic weapon.
Chris, so how come the Democrats can't figure this out?
Well, that's why we need to help them.
I guess so. That's why we're here.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, also, we're going to have Thursday's contest challenge for you as well.
Give them a little bit head start on this one.
That's right. So stick around for more of the show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz says the bravery and courage of a citizen who shot back at the gunman in the Texas church attack should be celebrated. The Republican senator from Texas spoke about talking to law enforcement officials and visiting the church in Sutherland Springs, where Devin Kelly killed 26 people and wounded about 20 more. When a reporter asked Cruz about gun control, he noted the recent terrorist attack with a truck in New York and said evil is evil. He then lauded the ordinary citizen who engaged the gunman. Cruz said that law enforcement officers showed him where the citizen hid behind a car and took incoming shots from the gunman. Cruz said he asked law enforcement what would have happened if the citizen had not used his own gun to confront Kelly. Cruz said they responded that the death toll would have been higher. On Wall Street, the Dow by 9 points to 23,548. The NASDAQ rose 22. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
A woman was found dead inside her DeBerry home after deputies were doing a well-being check. Volusia County Sheriff's Office said they found the body of Lisa Bressy at her house on Lantana Drive. Detectives do not believe that the death was a result of a random act of violence, but no other updates have been released. A 16-year-old's body of a Lake County girl was found yesterday. Maria Jackson was found at 2 p.m. over 20 miles from her home in Leesburg. Detectives have identified Larry Darnell Peavy of Bushnell as the homicide suspect. Detectives will not say how Jackson died, but they do say it was violent. Anyone with any information on the case is asked to call the Sheriff's Office or Crime Line at 1-800-423-TIPS. Some rain is expected this evening. Your weather details are coming up in just a moment. And Happy Nachos Day! The Mexican dish was developed sometime in 1943, and it's of Mexican origin. Check out the latest on our SRN News Update coming up. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 traffic slow zones start at about Altamont Springs, and they continue past downtown and into the Millennia area. You also have some slowdowns on Highway 50. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. And you have an accident on I-4 and 434 that's causing some slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Otter Pig. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye.
Okay, and we're back. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. All right, I got Mike McBath in the studio along with the Colonel Danny McKnight and myself. Christopher Hart, Nicholas Cicero on the bridge, Abe Katzman. If you tuned in to hear him tonight, he'll be joining us tomorrow night live from Jerusalem, and we'll be talking quite extensively, I think, about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. Okay, 407-774-8255 is the number. A couple of other sad details out of the shooter story, and that is that there was a pregnant woman who was killed, so there was an infant, you can say. And also there was a child who was a year and a half old who was killed. There was the pastor's daughter. The pastor was not there, and he and his wife were elsewhere, but the daughter was. She was killed. It was a sad day. The shooter evidently could not get along with anybody pretty much all his life, and he had become a loner. He'd been married and divorced twice, had been arrested for domestic violence on both his wife and child. And he was working as a security guard and left work early over the weekend and never came back. And he had been threatening his ex-mother-in-law, one of his ex-mother-in-laws, who, and of course, this being a small community, they had all at one point or another had something to do with the church. And he may have been there to kill the mother-in-law. But obviously he was there to kill everybody he could, and it's beyond domestic violence. I mean, there's something else. The president, inferred mental health issues, and certainly this is a stage of derangement, that it takes, because most human beings' emotions would not allow them to do this sort of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's very clear, Chris. We both sit here, and Danny agrees. I mean, how could you point a gun at a 14-year-old and a baby and a pregnant woman and just shoot them 2-3 feet away from you?
Yeah. Horrible. So, got Pierce Outlaw on the line, and let's take his phone call. You two can join us at 407-774-8255. Pierce, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, gentlemen, in spite of this tragedy. Yesterday, when this all happened and the shooter's name was announced, I immediately went on to Facebook to try to find his Facebook. And all of his social media profiles had been taken down on both Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But there are several hundred really great citizens journalists who managed to capture screenshots of his Facebook. Yeah, and even as late as last week, there was a post on his Facebook page showing the assault weapon on a couch, on a leather couch, with him captioning it, "It's a beauty, isn't it?"
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, as soon as I saw that, I'm going, okay, so the liberals are going to call for more gun control and do the same song and dance they do. And this guy, because of his court-martial, is treated like a felon. He can't own anything really bigger than a hunting knife, certainly not a firearm.
Right.
And I'm thinking, why did all of his Facebook friends like and comment on that post, but nobody called the sheriff's department and reported? It would seem to me we've got plenty of gun laws in this country. What we don't have is a concerned enough citizenry to point out something like this, to point out the radicalized person in New York. And perhaps if we start paying more attention and let law enforcement know when we have evil in our midst, things like this don't happen.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that Chris concerns me, he says, and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And his what? His friends?
Yeah, he, by the way, that's right. He had been court-martialed.
That's what it was.
And,
yes,
but once
right.
again, there's conflicting reports as to whether that led to a dishonorable discharge or not, but he had been court-martialed. Yeah, Pierce, the only problem with that is they may not have known that the court-martial would have prevented him from being able to legally own a weapon. But certainly if someone did know, they should have said something. But this goes back to something I was saying last week after the New York governor came out and said, if you see something, say something. And the people who see and know aren't the ones who are going to say anything. So that's what Pierce is talking
that's
about
exactly
here.
That's exactly what happened in this issue.
Either they didn't know that he shouldn't have a weapon, or if they did know he shouldn't have had a weapon, they didn't say anything. And it's because of whatever reason. But you're right, Pierce. It's more vigilance is what we need. So anyway, thanks a lot. Was that it?
That was it, guys. Love the show, and every day Colonel McKnight's on the American Adversaries is a great day.
All right,
thanks, Pierce.
Appreciate that. You know, but I want to go back to what the Colonel was talking about that he has done at his church. Pastor Jeffers was on, I think, Fox and Friends mm-hmm. this morning, and he said they've done the same thing, that they have, I believe, off-duty sheriffs there and their ushers, mm-hmm. Pack heat. And the question is, oh, how can you do that in a church? And the reason is God wants his flock protected. That's the job of the shepherd. You see, the pastor is the shepherd, and it is his job to protect the flock. That's the think of the shepherd in the field. What is he doing with his flock? Is he there just for no reason? He's there to protect the flock.
Keep wolves away.
And that's
right?
why he carries that big old rod with the hook on it. You see, that's to pull his sheep out of trouble or to poke away
anything bad coming.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because there are always going to be wolves in the field or lions or whatever. No offense to the Nittany Lion.
Oh, thank you, Chris. You know, yeah, two bad weeks and he turns on you like a rabid dog.
Yeah, but it is the duty of the church to protect the people who come there. It's the sanctuary. Yeah. It's known as a sanctuary. You see?
And I think the people need to understand what I'm trying to say is it's not that I'm saying everybody should be carrying. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying a church should protect, and protect means they are taught how to protect. And the church that I'm a part of, I can tell you, they are all trained through the sheriff's department, through his people, and if we do it the right way, it will be done correctly, and people's lives will be saved. If we just ignore it, we will have what's just happen again and again and again, unfortunately.
Yep. Yeah, you were saying.
Well, no, another thing, too, which you have to wonder about is the violence. And, you know, they all go gun control, but the violence in the media today is so horrendous when you watch all these movies that are consistently being produced out of Hollywood, all these video games that your children are playing from like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. These people don't know the difference between reality and fantasy. And when you have a tipping in mindset, I really wonder if you wanted to ask me, where do I think the biggest blame goes? I would say, look at the movies that are out there. Look at how people have their kids play with these games day in and day out. The more, sadly enough, the more difficult life people have, usually the child is playing these because, you know, the parents are working harder and harder to stay above water. And we just act like this has no bearing at all. I think it has a massive bearing in the mindset of many of our people. And look at our guy in Korea. You know, he doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right.
Wouldn't you agree?
Oh. Well, there's the devaluing of life just in general in our society.
That's very true.
You see it reflected in the mass media that you're talking about, but you also see it reflected in politics, and and in particular the calling for, you know, that state woman calling for Trump's assassination and stuff like this. You had the shooter up there in Virginia that shot Scalise and the other people on the ball field. You had this clown over the weekend who ran and bull ran Rand Paul as he's mowing his yard.
He's 5 ribs broken.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, and he didn't like his health care outlook.
And yet you got a lot of people out there said, yeah, more. Let's have more of it. And the leadership needs to call this for what it is and call for, shall we say, a toning down. And the president's trying to do this, but he gets scant little help from anybody else. They resent him for, you know, trying to be a peacemaker and bring the country together. But I'd go farther than what you're talking about, Colonel, and every church in the land should do what you're talking about. Matter of fact, I'd say write up the plan and say, you know, make sure they all get one. But I think it should go further than that. Schools should do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Any place where you have a mass gathering of people should do that.
And when it's routinely done, schools every day, right?
Yep.
churches every Sunday. That's when a bad guy will figure out when he wants to do it. Okay, because it is most of the time he's. So when they want to do it, but see, they sort of figure it out, and then it happens.
Well, see, the mistake we've been making, and this is our fault, because we're smart enough to overcome this challenge. The mistake we've been making is we have been allowing the terrorists and the perpetrators to show us where the soft targets are.
Yeah.
And then we decide to do something about it, or try to. Now, there are soft targets that are going to be soft targets, but there are soft targets that can be hardened. And that's what you talked about when you got to your church.
That's what you're doing, is you're just hardening it. You're exactly right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to go for the soft targets, let's make them fewer and farther between and harder to get to. That should be the whole point. I mean, they do that at federal buildings now. If you notice how they build federal buildings, or what they put around federal buildings, they got big old concrete things where you
can't ram the cars.
And why was that? Because Timothy McVeigh showed us that a federal building could be a soft target because you could pull a truck right up next to it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, it seems like we forgot some of that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Well, see, that's what you did, though. See, you did what I'm talking about. You came in, you said, this is a soft target.
Yeah, it was soft.
We need to do something about this.
Yeah. Don't you think you'd have some group that is pre-planning all this? You know, like, the government keeps talking about the government. Why don't you have a group?
But this is part of the stupidity of the gun-free zones, okay?
Right.
Because that glares to everybody, soft target, like a big old neon sign, right?
Yeah, say, over here.
Come on, if you want to kill somebody, right here's where you can get a bunch of them, you see? So we got to get away from that mentality and into the hardening the targets mentality.
That's correct.
And it can be done subtly, like you talked about. But it is our duty, our responsibility now to do this. Because we can see these loons ain't going away on their own, are they?
No, they're not.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mike, you're up first, or next, I should say. Thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, I was thinking up of a T-shirt that you guys could print up. It says, Democrat Party. Making everything worse for over 200 years.
that's good,
but,
Mike.
With the gun thing, I've lived all over the United States, and we hunt and stuff, you know. But in Oklahoma, at my high school, they'd have their guns in the back of their trucks and stuff. And when the people went to church, they'd have them there, too. And I dare say that stuff just never happened back in the day. Now guns are it's like smoking. You know, even with the people who believe in the Second Amendment, they don't want to hear crap about it. It's like the people who don't say they voted for Trump, but they really did.
Yeah.
And I don't care, so I tell people what I think. But here's what the media wants. They want the government to have more power, and yet this guy shouldn't have had a gun.
No.
How powerful were they on that? They screw everything up. They need to build our military up. They need to fire half of the government. And everybody would probably be a lot happier. And if these people can't find work, tell them to move to Britain, and then they can live on the dole. You know?
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for being out there.
You know, Chris, the other thing that works against all this conversation is just mass population. You got 320 million people.
Yeah.
How do you protect 320 million people other than, you know, maybe, again, as we've discussed tonight, but there's always, unfortunately, going to be random situations like this, no matter how much the preparation. All we can do is, you know, hope that we can come up with ideas that will lessen it.
Yeah, and I'll just throw this in there. Our first responders are phenomenal with all that they do around the country, whether it's law enforcement, fire and rescue, EMS, EMT, et cetera. All of the first responders are phenomenal. But people expect them to always be the one that's going to be vigilant in doing what they do. They can't do that. They need the help of the everyday citizen to keep their eyes open, their ears open, and be able to call and say, guess what? This doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we've got to do as a country, and we're not doing it very good right now. And I think that's the number one thing we have to change. Every American needs to get off their butt and start taking names.
You know, Danny, the tradition of hunting. You know, remember back in the, like, I remember in our age, in the 60s and the 50s, everybody, you know, from the Pennsylvania area, they deer hunted. They did.
Yeah.
They had 800,000 deer hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people were trained in handling weapons at 12, 13, and 14 years old? A lot. But you know what? How many people hunt today? Not many.
Not many compared to that.
Not relative to that. So you've lost a lot of I call internal preparation.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Lewis on the phone and JJ. So if you'd like to join us as well, the number is 407-774-8255. Stick around for more, and we'll also give you this week's contest challenge.
Big prizes.
That's right.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
For traffic with your typical congestions this time of the afternoon, it starts at about Lee Road and goes past downtown. It goes right about to the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from the 417 to Pine Hills, and the 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested, with the congestion continuing westbound till about Pine Hills. I'm Swain, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for being with us. A little tribute to our veterans. You know, Veterans Week Day is coming up this weekend. Friday, actually, is Veterans Day. And hats off to you, Colonel. First of all, thank you for everything that you've done during your life. You are quite the veteran and hero in our hearts, that's for sure. And Colonel was just saying he took it personally over the weekend what happened out there because what he had done at his church. And I think a lot of Americans take this sort of thing personally, you know. But the main thing we can do is what the Colonel is talking about. We can prepare ourselves and protect ourselves. Let's get Lewis's phone call in. Lewis, thank you for calling.
Yes, hi. How are you doing, guys?
Excellent.
All right,
thank
Lewis.
You. Go ahead.
Yes, I do agree with the Colonel. We should have trained personnel on each church to help us defend ourselves against people, evil people like this. And also, I agree with you when you said that even God, you know, had the staff to poke the wolves and the lions trying to, you know, get to the sheep. And not only that, even God, who is much the most powerful being out there, he armed his angels with swords to defend us and protect us from evil.
Yeah.
So that was my little grain of salt that I want to throw out there.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a good one. And God expects the strong to take care of the weak, and that's in essence what we're talking about here. And if we do not do that, we're at fault too, you see. So thank you, Lewis. Thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate you being out there. Let's get JJ's call in, and then we got to get our contest challenge in. JJ, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for being there.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to say I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, Mike, about the video games.
Yep. Thank you.
That they should. Well, you know, they should, like, they put PG on movies or, you know, label. I think some really extreme things get through to these kids, and people aren't even aware. So I think that has to be seriously looked at. Also, the fact that he had a domestic violence record and fractured his own child's skull.
Yeah.
If you guys heard that.
Yeah.
And beat his wife and whatever. So, I mean, if someone's got a violent temper like that and his own flesh, to that to his own flesh and blood, I mean, this guy's off the rails. He's a violent, you know, he should never have had a gun, but he probably didn't get it legally. I don't know.
Yeah. No, he evidently did not, or perhaps someone got it for him, but that I'm sure is going to be part of the investigation. By the way, I misspoke, obviously. November the 11th is Saturday, is Veterans Day, but I believe they're going to, there you go. The Colonel just made a big old note for me.
Saturday.
Duh.
In the park.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, just real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know who the talk show host. I fell asleep listening to after you guys, Larry Elder, and when I woke up, it was the middle of, I don't know who the guy was, but he was saying there have been people with that see something, say something, that have said something and lost their job and been labeled Islamophobic, that it doesn't promote people coming forward. They'll say, oh, see something, say something.
Yeah.
If you see something, and puts the onus on us, and it's usually at the last minute anyway.
Yeah, and what that doesn't account for is that sometimes you're going to be wrong and you're going to say something and it's not going to be, you know, and then you're stuck in that position where you've, you know, so it is asking, you know, the citizens. And what I was complaining about is these Islamic terrorists, you know, they allow them to come into the country and then they want us to find them for them.
Yeah.
You know,
right? Too is litigation. People this day and age, because of how litigating our society is, that also is a fear of many of them.
All right. Thanks, JJ. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Real quick, our contest challenge for Thursday. Simple.
Okay, this is real simple.
And this is derived from Frank's idea.
Frank, that guy from Ohio State. Oh, Chris, we won't get into that. Okay. Okay, tell us, who do you think is a national hero?
And why?
And who do you think is the biggest national zero?
And why?
And why?
For both.
So this should be a lot of fun this coming Thursday.
That's
hero.
Right.
And zero.
That's right. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, of course, we got another hour to go. The Colonel will be with us a whole hour. And Matt Morgan's going to join us for a little while as well and give us a final update on his campaign. Tomorrow is Election Day here in Central Florida, Orange County, Longwood, and I think Winter Park or somewhere has.
We also need to congratulate the UCF Knights again. Undefeated, I think, by the services. Yeah. What are they, 15th, 14th?
14th in
and
the ranking.
Climbing.
I think they jumped up to 10.
Really?
Yep. That's the one poll I saw. The 10.
That wasn't the UCF night poll.
I just know they're ahead of Penn State and Florida State.
Chris, get the soul out, right?
Thanks, Chris. We finally won a game. Give me a break, okay?
We'll be right back with more of the show. Thank you for being there, and I hope you'll be with us.
Three News. Opinion. Passion. FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm alone!
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show in full-on darkness outside, of course, with the time change. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you from the Relax in Comfort Studios. And don't forget that great Serenity experience at Relax in Comfort is part of our great prize package.
That pillow, like you, I mean, you constantly talk about it, but you are right. I mean, you know, for sleeping purposes.
That's something different. That's the pillow deal. Yeah,
I know. Mm-hmm. That's fabulous.
The Serenity Experience is the massage for two. All right. It's Mike McBath along with Colonel Danny McKnight. I am Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. Thanks for being with us as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And don't forget, following us at 7 o'clock will be Larry Elder. And I'm sure he'll have some excellent observations about things that went on over the weekend, including the shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, yesterday, which we talked about primarily in the first hour of the show. There's some other things I want to cover here, too, while we have Colonel McKnight with us. But we have Eddie on the line who's been waiting, so let's take his phone call. Eddie, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Always a pleasure here on the show. Danny, thank you for being on the air today with everybody.
My pleasure, Eddie.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey.
Before you start, I got a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
I heard you on somebody else's radio show today. What are you doing?
Chris, you have to scratch those.
You're calling around on us.
Those coupons you're giving them, Chris, and validate them.
Chris, I'm sorry. I two-timed on you. I'll make it up for you. I'll take you to Positano.
All right. No, that actually, it was an excellent phone call. He was on Michael Medved's show this afternoon.
Funny. Yeah,
and Michael Medved treated you pretty decently, too, I must say.
Well, you know, it's funny. He didn't give me a chance to respond back because, you know, because here's where I go back. Part of what I really – he didn't give me a chance to get into this. You go back and look how church, you know, our faith has been taken. We've taken God out of our country. We wonder why craziness and evil takes place. The Bible's really clear about that. So, you know, he wouldn't even give the chance to tie that nut together. So he went all over the world, all over the history. And I know he's a good history buff, but hey, that's Michael. And that's why I said right off the bat, I disagree with a lot of what you say, you know, because I just, right? But you guys, I'm in harmony with you. But Did you know that the Seminole County Tax Office actually offered their employees force-on-force training so they didn't have to have security officers? So there are people in the tax office that carry weapons. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that? I did not. And more and more people should be prepared to take care of it because of, you know, you got not just loons like this, but you got the regular workplace violence and stuff.
Drug addicts, these people,
domestic violence.
Yeah.
You know, and it may not be you that's involved in the domestic violence. It may be a coworker. And, you know, you could be the, yeah, I appreciate that they're doing that up there. That new tax collector up there, he's shaking things up in Seminole County, and they needed to be shook up
That's
there.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. All
you
right.
Speaking of shook up, there's another leak that came out of, that's in college football. It's all over the place.
I knew this was coming, Eddie.
In the locker room at Iowa, they were playing that song, What's New Pussycat? I can't believe they did that after the game.
All right, Eddie. I was just waiting here quietly for your response.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. All right. Thanks for being out there. Colonel, while we have you here, I want to change the subject a little bit. Bo Bergdahl has gotten his sentence, and it wasn't much of one at all. Well, I assume, first of all, it was a surprise to you, was it not? It was to me.
When they removed the 14-year sentence that he got?
Yeah.
14 years, and they said, nope, they removed it.
Yeah,
you know?
The judge didn't go for it, right.
That's absurd.
Was this a military judge?
It was, yes.
Yes, it's a military judge.
Oh, boy.
And for the life of me, I can't explain it. I can't imagine what they're thinking, because 14 years for him to do that and six Americans that died hunting him. Let's compare those two and see which one's really important, okay? It's those six that died trying to find him and their families. So we've basically disregarded the importance of those families and their family members that died. We basically just said it didn't matter. And that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, that his dishonorable discharge in a 14-year sentence in prison has disappeared. You know?
Think of the families of the fellows that died by the way.
And the dishonorable discharge didn't go yet. Not gone yet.
Here are the names of the six.
Yes.
Clayton Bowen, 29. Kurt Curtis, 27. Darren Andrews, 34. Michael Murphy, 25. Matthew Martinek, 20. Morris Walker, 23. So they are no longer, soldiers. They're dead because of this clown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of the judge's reasoning was that he gave valuable information to intelligence, and they want to get more information from him on how the Taliban and how these guys work. I mean, how much valuable information could he have?
Very little.
Right.
Very little. You got to remember, he was mistreated and everything, so he don't remember anything.
He supposedly was held in a cage for 5 years.
According to him.
And there was one more name, though, that you didn't mention, and I know this for a fact, that he died, Lieutenant Miller. Because I talked to his parents on another radio show, that I did from home.
Another two-timer
here. No, this is, they called me.
Real nice guy, right?
He's not any asset.
Right.
That's ridiculous. It's really a slap in the face to all of our military soldiers in every service that are out there doing the right thing. And they're letting him off.
The other thing.
And hopefully the dishonorable discharge will stick. We've got to wait on that one.
Because it's being appealed by his lawyers.
By his lawyer.
The other thing is the five people we traded for him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was a continuation of the killing chain.
But remember,
I'm sure they're out in the battlefield.
They promised they weren't going to go do anything bad.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We knew that. Yeah, I agree with you, Mike.
And Obama did that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You know, one thing, though, I think we don't have to worry about, and because there has been, and I knew this would happen, there have been some, this sets a bad example for other. I don't think we have to worry about soldiers following his example,
No, you're right. I totally agree with you. That's not going to be the norm. Don't worry. No.
I mean, this what this judge did was discouraging, but we have such quality people in the military that they're not going to see this as a pass.
No.
You know, to do the same thing. I mean, that is not going to happen.
Yep.
We have the highest caliber of people in the military, no question about it. But I also wanted to ask you about Somalia while we have you in here, because, of course, that's you were over there in Mogadishu. By court. Mm-hmm. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the colonel has written this excellent book called Streets of Mogadishu, and it's about leadership and how political correctness can wind up messing up a military operation and costing lives. And you can get his book at his website, DannyMcKnight.com. He will autograph it for you. But since you've been there, since you were on the show last, there's been several really nasty terrorist bombings going on over there. Is this remnants of the same? I know Adid, the guy you were over there mainly after, he's long gone. But is this still nonetheless remnants of the same crowd, you might say?
Well, yeah, but I think it's even got broader, because El Shabaab, which is part of an ISIS-type organization.
Islamic terrorists.
Yep, exactly. They were not really highly involved when we were there. This was more Somalis versus us. I'm sure there was some of the El Shabaab type people there as part of it, but they have grown and they're a very big piece over there. I think they are showing that they're part of ISIS, and for people, don't be shocked to hear that, because that is what's going on. That is an ISIS type operation. Everything that we've seen recently, bombings, you know, it is all about that. And this is very possibly what ISIS is trying to do, is to find another new safe haven.
Right.
Where they can go and start doing what they were doing in Syria, Iraq, and those places like that around there, and now maybe going for another safe haven, because we know we still fight the Taliban and everything in Afghanistan still today. So it's not like all these places are going to be peaceful anytime soon.
Right.
You know, and Somalia is a perfect example. I don't think they'll ever, ever be a real state, you know, of the world. I really don't think they'll be part
of this. Wasn't there a news thing about that we were pulling embassy people out recently out of Mogadishu in those places?
Well, I hope they have.
I mean, I'm serious. This was like within the last week's time.
I hope they have. I haven't heard that. I mean, we saw that happen in Iraq. We've had to pull out of there when things got so bad. And so I personally think there's almost nothing that's going to come out good in Mogadishu, in Somalia, etc. I really don't. I think it's a lost place. I really do.
But we do have special ops in there.
We still got people. We got people. Yep. Yeah. That's the easiest way to say it. We still got people. Not a lot, but we still got people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to help them
fight.
Right. What they're trying to do.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're actually working alongside Somalis.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's take Bo's call. Thanks for calling tonight, Bo. How you doing?
Doing fine. Chris, Master. I got a quick question. You just said from a moment ago that you cannot understand why they put it with such a light sentence. And I'm thinking to accept the only thing I can think of to welcome him back as a hero. And that would be our foreign president. That's all I got to say. I like your comment.
Okay, I think what he was saying is the reason he got off was because Obama had welcomed him back as a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And but
was this a liberal-oriented judge based upon his background?
I don't know. But evidently, he had a great deal of sympathy for Bergdahl. I don't know if that factor of Obama came into it. I think he bought into the lawyer, Bergdahl's lawyer's arguments. Mm-hmm. It seems that he bought into him hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because maybe they should have, I don't know how it went, but it sure would have been nice if they could have brought some of those soldiers that were, you know,
wounded,
out there looking for him.
Wounded.
Not the ones that died or anything, obviously, but there was many that survived.
Right.
Have some of them come in and talk.
Right.
Because that's who they need to listen to. And I don't think they did that. I really don't. Because I think they thought they had a slam dunk, in all honesty.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were able to prosecute well.
Yeah. I don't know if the prosecutors made a mistake or if the rules in a military court are different. But the prosecution should have had a deal already worked out with Bergdahl and the judge. Because in essence, what they did was they accepted his plea of guilty, but then turned around and accepted the lawyer's argument that he pleaded guilty because Donald Trump was out there tweeting about it.
Yeah, right. And that
really just doesn't add up. I mean, when a judge is required to make sure that a defendant pleads guilty of their own free will,
which he did.
Then turned around and said it wasn't of his own free will. Mm-hmm. You see, he ended up having his cake and was able to eat it too.
Yep. Yeah, when I heard him talking about Donald Trump saying things about Bo Bergdahl, well, guess what? That was when he was on the campaign trail, and he had the right to say that because that's what he believed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's what he still believes today, and I'm sure he's still stunned as to what has happened. And all I can do is hope and pray that he does not get that dishonorable discharge removed, because if he does and he gets the benefits...
Well, that would be an atrocity.
That'll be absolutely atrocity. That's a good word.
All right. We have to take a break here in just a moment. When we come back, we'll give you, once again, this week's contest challenge. The contest will be Thursday. But you heard the colonel just mention the campaign trail. Well, guess what? There's going to be a trail ride this Saturday.
Trail ride?
A horse trail ride.
Wow,
that's right.
I like that.
Yeah, I
where
thought
is
you
that?
Might.
Where are you
this is
going to
be
place?
The Miracle Trail Ride 2017. It's to benefit the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. They raise money to provide benefits to 170 hospitals around the country, including Arnold Palmer here.
Mm-hmm.
So all the proceeds that will be raised this Saturday at the Miracle Trail Ride 17 will go to benefit Arnold Palmer and children who are treated at Arnold Palmer down there. So if you'd like to find out more information, it's this Saturday. There's going to be 150 riders who are going to come in for this
thing. Where are they riding? I guess you don't know, but I mean.
No, it's going to be at Ken Kirkman Foundation Lake X. Have you ever heard of that?
Lake X.
We'll have to find out more about this location.
About Mr. X.
But it's if you'd like to find out more information, call Jessica Lane at 407-481-2774. That's Jessica Lane, 407-481-2774, and I'll give you reminders throughout the week. This is the Miracle Trail Ride, and we'll get more details on the exact location, time, and all that. It's going to be great fun.
That is one of the most unusual fundraisers I've ever heard of. That's terrific.
They've been doing this for a while, and they're going to be great fun and prizes and raffles and stuff like that for the whole family. And if you like horses, this will be like
oh,
Mike,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't like that. That's my daughter.
But that's going to be this Saturday, Veterans Day. It's in St. Cloud. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I mean, you know. Think of the fun that would be, though, with a family or whoever's riding the horses. That's going to be great.
That's right. So, and they got a lot of room to ride down there. All right. So, thank you, Nick, for that. So, once again, that's the Miracle Trail Ride 2017 in St. Cloud this Saturday. You can call Jessica Lane if you'd like to be a sponsor or just like to come out and be a part of it. All the proceeds, once again, in this ride will benefit Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital and all the children who are treated, well, the children who are treated there can't afford it. So that's Jessica Lane, 407-481-2774. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks once again for being with us. You know, Veterans Day is coming up Saturday. Friday will be the official holiday. Colonel, what's on your schedule?
Well, actually, my schedule starts on Thursday, the 9th, because that morning I'm at Rockledge High School because the Army ROTC has a ceremony to salute veterans. And it's the 50th anniversary of the JROTC program there.
Is that right? Yeah. Rockledge High School.
So I'll do that. And then,
that high school is that old.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really combined with Cocoa High and all that.
Okay,
you know,
there you go.
I don't know how old I am, so I won't go there, okay?
All right.
But, and then it just so happens that, that afternoon, after that's over, I get to be a speaker and eat with the satellite high school football team because they're playing their last game that night. And then they're honoring veterans that night also, which I think is a great thing. And then on Thursday, I get to go to Vero Beach to Indian River Charter High School down there because they're having their Vets Appreciation Day. So I'm speaking down there for them. And then on Saturday, which is Veterans Day, I'm the speaker at the Merritt Island at Merritt Island at the Veterans Memorial Center, which I've told you all about where my windshield and stuff is.
Right.
And so I'm the speaker there for Veterans Day there. And then that afternoon from 4 to 6, I'm at Kiwanis Island where they're also honoring veterans. And I think I'll be through on Sunday.
That's a full day.
And
how many kids out of high school are signing up for ROTC? I'm just curious about
that. I tell you what, some of these programs are just amazing, Mike. They
really?
Are so good. Yep. I know Rockledge has a tremendous program. Vieira has a tremendous program. It's JROTC.
And they're instructing them and teaching them. That's terrific.
And every one of the instructors are retired military.
Wow.
Yep.
That's terrific.
Yep. And so that's the reason I think a lot of our young men and young women that go into the ROTC programs, they're learning from really good people. Cocoa Beach has a phenomenal program, too.
Yeah.
So it's good.
No, that's good that you're out there encouraging these kids. You know, that's the future. Good
well, ladies you. And gentlemen, you don't have to have as full a schedule as the Colonel, but please commemorate Veterans Day in your own way, in a special way. There will be a parade downtown on Saturday morning. You can do the trail ride. I'm sure that's going to be a patriotic event.
That's pretty neat. I'm going to call up about that just out of curiosity how it works. And, you know, maybe they have a barbecue at the end.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. 5.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Saudi Arabia's young Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has taken his riskiest gamble yet with the stunning arrests of top princes, military officers, government officials, and influential businessmen in the kingdom. The sweep, which the government says is aimed at eliminating corruption, also appears to be aimed at stamping out potential rivals or critics of Prince Mohammed, popularly known as MBS and the son of King Salman. The move is raising concerns over increasing totalitarianism, along with disarray and resentment from within a royal family whose unity has been the bedrock of the kingdom. Most stunning in the arrests of 11 princes and 38 officials and businessmen are the detentions of two sons of the late King Abdullah. On Wall Street, the Dow by 9 points to 23,548. The NASDAQ rose 22. The S&P advanced 3. This is SRN News.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin, or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy sailing in February or March of 2018 and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amber Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailings. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from GLOW, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
That's
why she said she'd win.
That's Roxy, all right. Of course, that might be interesting to be in a match with her. All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us tonight. And got Colonel Danny McKnight once again in the studio, Mike McBath, myself, Christopher Hart. And we're joined now once again by Matt Morgan. And Matt's running for city council in the city of Longwood here in Central Florida. Matt, good to see you again.
Thank you for having me back on, guys. It's an honor.
Yeah, pull that mic just a little closer. There you go.
Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you the other day. We got a great response and wanted to help you out as much as we can. Tomorrow is election day, right?
Yeah.
When do the polls open?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Longwood Community Building.
Okay, so if you're a resident of Longwood, please do get out and vote. You'll be voting for all six city council members?
There's three open seats right now.
Three?
Yeah. Two incumbents are involved. I'm running against one named Mark Weller. The other incumbent is John Mango going up against newcomer Abby Shoemaker, who will make a fantastic, fantastic commissioner. And then Richard Drummond versus Mike Dodane. Again, I feel Richard would be a great commissioner.
And because this is a citywide vote, you'll be able to vote for all three of these candidates, correct?
Great question. Yeah, and that's a frequently asked question. I'm glad you went over that. Yes, and anybody that's listening, okay, you don't have to live in my district. I'm District 4. That's what I'm running for. You don't have to live in my district in order to vote for me. As long as you live in incorporated Longwood, you can vote for all three of these openings. And more importantly, for those of you that don't live in Longwood, please get a hold of some citizens, some friends, some cousins, some second cousins, neighbors, brothers, sisters, if that's what it takes.
That's a good group, man.
To get them to the polls tomorrow. You know, one of the biggest fears is, you earn someone's vote, but then they don't show up, you know? So it's kind of like, this is an imperative election. Every politician says that. I think it's pretty obvious I'm no way, shape, or form a politician. But it's one of those deals where it's so vital that everyone comes out and takes a part in this election. And we absolutely need the help this time around because we're running up against a monster.
Matt, what drew you into this? I'm just curious, you know, at your age and what you've been doing in the past, why do you want to be in this position?
Great question. I'm 41 years old. My son Jackson was born 3.5 years ago, nonverbal autistic. And it became one of the, once I retired from the ring, the day he was born, it became one of those deals where I'm a role model around the world. Kids look up to me. I do a lot of charity functions all around these major cities. And when my son was born, it was kind of like, well, what am I doing for my own city? And then it became, what am I doing to ensure my kid's future, that he has every opportunity afforded to him that was afforded to me where I grew up as a little boy? And then it became, I'm not the only one that thinks this way. Every parent thinks this way. Every parent wants these things for their children. It's not some epiphany I came up with here.
Right.
So I wanted to start representing these parents as far as making sure that their kids had an incredible environment like I had growing up, and to ensure Longwood stays on track. Because right now it's about to come off the rail a little bit. We have a lot of dirty politics at hand here. Shocker, I know. But in a little 6 mile.
Yeah, so unusual, man.
What'd you think you were getting into here, kid?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's 6 miles long. There's no reason on God's green earth Big Sugar, Big Tobacco should have their grubby little mitts on our election trying to slant it in my opponent's favor. And it's not going to work. They continue to send out these false propaganda mailers to people's homes saying, I want a casino one week. The next week, I'm for animal cruelty. One week, I shot JFK. It's it's hilarious. And for those that...
Well, you're a victim of fake news.
Yes.
Or at least fake campaign allegations that are being thrown around.
You're 100% right with the fake news part. Like, you watch it, obviously, from the sidelines, if you will, globally, what's happening with it. But until it hits you square in the face and you see what it's really like, it's a real living, breathing thing. My opponent's former consultant in elections past runs exactly one of those fake news sites. And he, not only does he put fake news on there, he sends direct emails to a lot of our senior citizens' email addresses.
Right.
It's brutal.
You have a good workforce, Matt, that's been helping you?
Oh, an incredible team.
That's great.
Yeah, incredible team with a ton of experience and not making me be somebody I'm not.
Right.
Yeah, I feel my authenticity can't be duplicated. Why pretend to be somebody I'm not? You know,
we need people like yourself.
And by the way, we are speaking with Matt Morgan, former WWE star. He now works for a medical supply company. Is that correct?
A medical device sales company. Yeah,
medical device
sell laser
sales.
Equipment.
And he wants to be a city council member in the city of Longwood. And by the way, folks, you do this, you take this job because you're dedicated. You aren't in it for the money. Tell them how much money you'd make a month, please.
Around $4,000 total for the year, to my understanding. Unless it's changed since, but it's generally $4,000 a year.
Yeah, so he's not in this for the money. He's in this because he wants to help the city of Longwood.
I mean, you know, he's not there, like you say, for the money. He's there to help the public and to help everybody who needs help. So good job, man.
And by the way, if you live in Longwood, you like to ask Matt a question or suggest something or whatever, 407-774-8255 is the number. Peggy's on the line right now with a comment for Matt. Thanks for calling, Peggy. Go ahead.
Hi. It is great to hear from you, Matt. It's you have some wonderful volunteers.
Incredible.
And are you? Do you live in Longwood?
No, I went through there. I go through there quite often, going to my mother's.
I see.
And she lives in Winter Springs. Mm. And it's 434 and Ronald Reagan is a hot spot for your campaign people, and they are just wonderful.
Incredible, right?
Every time I go by there, I beep at them and wave at them. And anybody I know that lives in Longwood, I give them the heads up.
Oh, Peggy, thank you so much. Continue to do so until 7 a.m., please.
Peggy, get on the phone tomorrow. Yeah.
But to guys, to hit on what she's talking about, she's hit the nail on the head. My team, it's consistent, not just my campaign team and people that believe in me. It's more than that. It's our fire departments, our police departments out there for the first time holding signs. They're never allowed to do this if they go against the incumbent. And they're out there loud and proud because they know not only do they feel I'm going to win, I'm going to take care of them. Also, our local artist named Jeff Songson is the MVP, hands down, of my campaign. This guy is incredible. He's a passionate, true blue citizen who wants the best for his city.
How do you feel the campaign's going? I know you're under attacks and things like that. You did actually get the endorsement of Scott Maxwell of the Orlando Sentinel.
What a blessing.
Yesterday, they had an article in there. It was basically just comparing the candidates. Mm-hmm. How do you feel things are going?
I think they're going great as far as, again, me sticking to my platform and my beliefs and the things I'm here to represent, public safety, infrastructure, and business development and economic development here within our city. That said, the incumbent's job is to be talking about what they've done over the last, for him, Mark Weller, 3.5 years. I've not heard a single solitary word on what thing he has done that he started from the beginning and saw through to completion. So because there's nothing for him to talk about, that's why my name is always in his mouth. That's why there's always negative things to be said. Everyone wants me to fight fire with fire and make up lies about him and send out mailers in people's mailboxes. I refuse to do it. I have a lot of kids looking up to me right now that see the transition from wrestling into politics, and I'm not going to lose who I am to do this job. It's not going to happen. I know you guys are like, yeah, right, let's see 8 years from now, kid. I guarantee you I do not change who I am.
Well, I tell you, because the way we see politics around here, I see being a WWE star as being an asset in the political world.
No, without a doubt, Matt.
These insults, I'm Teflon. They bounce right off me, these fake news.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's much the same thing. The good versus evil. You know, a lot of the insults and the fault are all.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, if you haven't accomplished anything like your opponent, then obviously he's just going to the negative side of the roster.
You know, second weekend. That told me I had them on their heels.
And by the way, you know, Matt has not been the only object of this fake news. Abby Shoemaker has.
Yeah, and Richard Drummond as
well. And you have to ask yourself, why? What is it that these outside groups have that they feel like they need to keep these two people on the city council? What is it
that's
so
power.
Special about them? You have to ask yourself that, you see? Because they're not just doing this because they don't like Matt or they don't like Abby.
Mm-hmm. Chris,
they're doing it because they've got something going on.
They 100%. Want the perceived power and the recognition in the community, and they don't want a guy like Matt, who's a hard worker, who's, you know, done many things and can be a big asset. I don't want a guy in there. He's new. You know, he's not coming in if I can block him. Not meaning me, but I'm just saying. I'm sure that's their attitude.
Yeah. And so tomorrow you're going to be out waving, shaking hands still.
Tearing my rotator cuff. It's so funny. I'm out there sign waving every morning, and I make the joke to whoever's standing next to me, like, I could bench press at my best 655. You should know that's a pretty big deal, right?
Well, that is a big deal.
Yeah, okay.
That's a huge deal.
Especially with these long arms. That said, I swear to you. So, Matt, how'd you tear your rotator cuff? Sign waving. It's brutal. But, yeah, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Longwood Community Building, I will be there shaking everyone's hands and thanking them for their votes. Or, you know, even if it's for my opponent, I'll be thanking them for coming out and honestly voting. We need people's voices to be heard here. They've been stifled for far too long. I am the voice of the voiceless because, at the end of the day, my decisions, my opinion on these matters are irrelevant. I'm supposed to be a conduit to these people and our citizens. That's the job.
Are you going to be available to the citizens of Longwood you be elected?
100%. Yes, and that's one of the things I want to get in right away is different elements and different setups where we can engage with one another a lot more. Even if it's something as simple as these robocalls. And it's so funny, we have robocalls attacking me as we speak right now, ironically. Why didn't these incumbents put that money towards that during the year to reach out to our citizens and see these things that they want and also see the things that they don't want within our city? That's something I've actually picked up on, and I want to use myself for good as far as constantly polling people. You know, before we rip up their road because we think we're beautifying the city, what do the rest of the city think? You know what I mean? How's that going to affect their transportation to work, their kids skateboarding down the road? How does that affect them? Because they may not want it.
Right.
God forbid.
I think the problem with Matt, you have too much common sense, Matt. You know, I'm not sure you're going to be a great politician.
Well, no, but see.
You're too much on the ball. But I apologize to you.
We talked about this a little bit the last time you were on the show, Matt, and that is that, you know, we need to drain the swamp.
Yep.
And you don't just drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. and expect everything to be rose. You got to drain the swamp wherever the swamp is. And we got swamp all around us here in Central Florida.
Yes, sir.
And we got an opportunity tomorrow to drain a bit of swamp up in Longwood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's an election also going on in Orange County. But this is the one we're focusing on because this is where there's been some really dirty politics being played. And it's being played against good people for bad reasons. And we can continue to put up with that sort of thing, or we can do something about it. And this is our opportunity to do something about it.
Yes, sir.
And don't you think it's great, too, the fact that he's bringing his family up there in a sense that he certainly has a sense of what needs to be accomplished to make a better community, you know, for everybody. And we need these people, and particularly his age group. You know, we need them out there.
Yeah. And once again, his platform is stressing public safety. You want to move the fire station.
Yeah, we have a great land. Department of Transportation gave us this great flat of land right where 434 and I-4 are. So now, not only we've given them these heroes, something suitable for a hero, all right, that doesn't fall apart, that doesn't look like the walls are built like paper mache, and doesn't flood four times in 4 months, but I'll digress. More importantly, it's right there on the I-4. So because of that, we're going to create a second revenue stream because they'll be the first responders to I-4 incidents now. They get $1,000 a pop every pickup.
Is that right?
So obviously I couldn't be the only one who thought up this idea. I'm not a current commissioner. They all know this. Why hasn't it been done? I'll tell you why. Because my opponent, Mark Weller, in 2015, wanted to ship them to county.
Yeah, that's right. He wanted to turn over the fire department to the county.
And thank God they were outvoted 3-2. Because our city would be in an uproar if you got rid of those. They love our firefighters in Longwood. We have two stations in a 6-mile radius. We are beyond blessed for service.
All right. Once again, Matt Morgan running for Longwood City Council. Election day is tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is the polling hours. And where is, once again, the location?
Longwood Community Building. And afterwards, we'll be having a watching party. Thank you. At a
celebration, Matt.
Victory party.
That's right.
All right. Nothing positive. You're right. True athlete right here. He's right. Victory party at Connolly's Irish Pub, which is right across the street from the polls. And we'll be there. I'll be there starting probably around 7:10, 7:15. And we'll be turned into a victory party.
All right.
Well, right after I vote in the morning in Brevard, I'll run over here and vote for Matt.
Yeah.
Because I've already figured out. He's right. He's got it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Once again, if you are a resident of Longwood, you can vote for all three candidates.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Morgan, Shoemaker, and
Richard Drummond.
Drummond.
Yes, sir.
Morgan, Shoemaker, and Drummond are your three tomorrow in Longwood. So please get out and vote if you are a resident of Longwood. If you're not but know someone who is, please encourage them to vote and encourage them to vote for these candidates.
And the polls open up at what time?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Great.
7 a.m.
They can vote before they go to work.
That's right. Okay. And, of course, we'll have the results. Won't have them tomorrow's show, but we will have them on Wednesday's show. Before we go to the break, and Matt's going to stick around, we got Mike in tonight because he won't be here tomorrow night. He's got to go to a memorial for a friend of his tomorrow. But he will be in Thursday, and we will have our contest as usual on Thursday. And we've taken a contest idea from Frank, And put
right, we have to acknowledge Frank. He did an excellent job in submitting this. We've altered it a little bit.
But he will be invited to have dinner with us. Matter of fact, I've already invited him to have dinner with us. We just have to figure out a day.
Well, you know, he's an Ohio State guy. I don't know if I
we'll have to do it after the college season,
maybe. But, I don't know,
after the bowl games. But anyway, the challenge, you know, is in memory of or in commemoration of Veterans Day, if you
right.
will.
Well, our contest is going to be very simple. Is tell us who do you think is a national hero,
and
or
why?
Who do you think right, and who do you think is the biggest national zero,
and why?
Well, I can think of a number of people who will fit that. So we're looking forward to the answers coming in from you.
It's going to be entertaining.
Should be a lot of fun.
That's right. And, of course, you'll get the relax and comfort serenity experience. You'll get the cryotherapy session.
Is Jackie coming back again?
Where is Jackie?
Yeah, okay. She'll be in Thursday. She'll be in Thursday. You need to come in and have dinner with us, Matt.
I'll be there.
and you'll get the 4x4 cutout of the Constitution. You'll get the gift certificates to Tijuana Flats and Cafe Positano. And so it's going to be, once again, a great prize package, and that contest will be Thursday. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up tonight's show. Don't forget, please, if you are a resident of Longwood, tomorrow is Election Day. Make your voice count by making your vote count. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
All right, that means it's time for Matt Blueprint Morgan to join us again tonight. And he is running for Longwood City Council tomorrow along with Amy Schumacher and, I'm sorry,
for Richard Drummond.
Richard Drummond. The election day is tomorrow. Polls open at 7 a.m., close at 7 p.m. And please do get out and make your vote count. Matt, once again, you've been in Longwood a pretty good while now, haven't you?
11 years in Seminole, and I've been in Longwood under five, but like I lived like the Lake Mary-Longwood border, like a block away from the border of Longwood for, 7 or 8 years before that, I believe.
So, in other words, you're real familiar with the area, the issues and things like that in the area.
Yeah.
And once again, his campaign is, you know, he's the outsider, one of the outsiders in this race. There are two incumbents. Mm-hmm. He's running against one of them. And big outside money has come in And you just have to ask yourself why. I mean, they accused you guys of wanting to bring casino gambling to Longwood. And not just you, but the other candidates, Drummond and Shoemaker as well.
Yeah.
So it's once again, this is a case of draining the swamp. Let's just put it that way. You know, it's all about draining the swamp, bringing in new blood, new ideas, and people who aren't beholden to these outside groups.
We have one incumbent that's been there for 18 years. Unopposed for 18 years. This is the first time someone's opposing him in a race.
And it's
Abby Shoemaker.
Abby Shoemaker. And you can't think that you're getting, as good a representation.
The benefits of the community if they've been just locked in there for years.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so, once again, Matt's the man. He will be at the polling place tomorrow, mm-hmm. and then there will be a watch party afterwards right across the street. Once again, the polling place is?
The polling place will be at Longwood Community Building, and the victory party, underlines.
That's exactly right, victory. Matt. You got it, buddy.
Victory party will be at Connolly's Irish Pub right across the street.
Okay. And once again, these elections are all about turnout. All elections really are, but these off-year elections really are about turnout. And, a few votes can carry this race one way or the other, right?
Sincerely, absolutely.
And,
They're
the closest one to our buildings and everything. So, for all the things we get billed for, it's good to have smart people on the board.
do they have absentee ballots for this election?
Yes. Yeah. And we have a very good turnout with that.
Okay, so they've been coming in, and you don't know how they're voting, but that they've been coming in.
We had an incredible amount sent back in already.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, that's a good sign. Right. And once again, this is all about getting the right people in positions to really make America great again. And, if you got the same old, you're going to get the same old results.
No, I mean, it's just amazing to me that people don't turn over politicians when they're always complaining about politicians. I said, you sit there and, yell and scream, why don't you do something? Change the board.
What's the old saying? Crap or get off the pot. Here's your chance. You guys have been complaining about, no more politicians, no more politicians. Step up. This is your chance. Your voices have been stifled for years. This is your chance to cut the snake off at the head, let alone drain the swamp here.
And they're certainly not doing it for money. I mean, this is a guy that wants the help.
That's right. So your three-way tag team for tomorrow in mm-hmm. Longwood is Morgan, Shoemaker, and Drummond. And you can vote for all three, okay? And mm-hmm. and it's a citywide race, so it doesn't matter which district you're in or which district they're in. The residents can vote for all districts, okay? So you can vote for all three of these candidates tomorrow.
And that would be the trifecta.
That would be the
That's how we would put it.
that would indeed be the trifecta.
Right.
So, Colonel, what do you think about the quality of this guy here, leadership-wise?
I like everything you said, and I would vote for him if I could. But unfortunately, I'm in another county. But
if you were Danny, you probably could.
It's an honor you just saying that.
But everything you're saying, that's the way it should be said, and that's what should be done.
Thank you, sir. That's very, very kind of you. Thank you.
Okay, so we're about to go out here. Larry Elder is coming up next. Don't forget our contest challenge for Thursday is... Who is the greatest American hero? And this could be an unsung hero, somebody we don't know.
No, someone that we would not expect to come across the board.
That would carry extra weight. And why?
And think of all the new people that nominated themselves for the biggest zero.
And the biggest.
Every day there seems to be people
and
coming
forward. Who is the biggest zero? And once again, that will be Thursday night's contest. And once again, Colonel, I want to thank you for being part of the American Adversaries. It's an honor and privilege to have you be a part of this show, and we wish you well on Veterans Day.
Thanks.
And I know everybody that's going to be seeing and hearing from you over that four-day period is certainly going to come away better for the experience.
Well,
and, Matt,
thanks.
We wish you all the luck in the world. I know you'll do a great job for the city of Longwood. I feel pretty good about this, so I hope it comes out the right way.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here as usual. Thank you.
And once again, that's the City of Longwood tomorrow, your trifecta, as Mike puts it.
Right, we need new blood.
Matt Morgan, Abby Shoemaker, and
Richard Drummond. Yes, sir.
All right, that's your trio, okay? So please do get out and vote and make it count, all right? That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Don't forget, please, you can follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And Matt's Facebook page is Matt.
Matt Morgan, 4 Longwood. That's the number 4 Longwood. Twitter, at BP Matt Morgan. Instagram, at BP Matt Morgan.
There you go. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. So, night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.